live from the Third Coast. It is our time to focus on where genealogy and spirit connect, a time to focus on our connection with ourselves and our past. Here's your host, Susan E. King.
Happy holidays, everybody. We are in that transition period between Christmas and New Year's, and what a lovely period it is. I don't know about the rest of you. It's kind of a time for reflection and maybe slowing down the pace just a little bit, a time to ponder, a time to think, and also a time maybe to make some space for the new year. So Angela Horn's back with me today, and we're going to be taking your calls. The number is 888-815-9756. But we have a few things we wanted to talk about today. In fact, it just came up yesterday, I think. And, you know, it's all in the words. It's all in the words of our past, and it's all in the words of how we intend to make the future, I think. I don't know about you, Angela, but, you know, every once in a while, when I was growing up, I used to hear my mother, and she would say some things to me that, if I repeated them now, were pretty negative. But, you know, I still hear her sometimes, and it's very interesting some of the things that I hear her say to me these days, which are really not very much in the same pattern of what they were when she was on the earth plane with us. So it is kind of interesting. So we decided we were going to talk about words and how words can affect the space in our lives. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Angela.
Thanks, Susan. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love our conversations. They come from the ethers of wherever and whatever. So very excited to be here. When we decided to talk about the words, and you're absolutely right, you know, words that come from the past, whether your mother said it, your grandmother, your teacher, these are all parts of you that are integrated within patterns of how you react and act within your own space and other people's space. Sometimes it's like a protection you put on yourself, or it's a reaction. And letting go right now of a lot of this stuff that is no longer yours to harbor is very, very important.
This is the time, isn't it? I mean, this transition into 2011 is really that time. And I don't know if you had a chance to read, but I did a lot of reflection on Christmas Eve about the last year. And I have it up on my website at www.susaneking.com. But I did reflect on a lot of the words and a lot of the actions and the words that I thought I heard people saying to me during the course of the year that turned out to not be exactly what I thought I heard them to be. Or perhaps, you know, I think the biggest lesson I've learned is outcomes is not latching on and not grasping an outcome and letting things just be what they're going to be.
Yes. I read it. It was very well done, and good for you, because there was great messages there for anyone that hasn't read it yet. I do strongly recommend go read Susan's Happy Holidays message. It's very intuitive.
Well, you know, I don't know how I've been explaining to people, you know, what do I do? And I keep saying, well, I guess I'm an intuitive genealogist, whatever that is. I don't know if there are others around, but you know, it's an interesting way to say who I am.
Well, I feel like being intuitive for everyone right now is very important, because it's really about coming into your own. It's about taking, you know, the self-sufficient, the surviving into thriving and being empowered.
And there are words that we can use that are very powerful.
Absolutely. I was speaking with a client this morning, and she was talking about a relationship that she's interested in being in. And she kept saying, oh, I just want someone to take care of me. And I went, oh, because she's just putting her feet back on the ground, reinventing herself, coming back very strongly. A full empowerment association is going on throughout her whole being. She just had a healing. She's got everything going forward. Everything's happening. And then she came up with that. And I said, hold on, I got to stop you right there. I said, what does that mean to you? she goes, well, you know, a really nice hot cup of tea in the morning or a hot cup of coffee in the morning. And I said, well, let's decipher what taking care of does. Because taking care would have been two husbands ago that didn't necessarily resonate with who she is now. And it's very important when we look back at what we say and how we say it. You know, if I was to say, oh, I want someone to come into my life to take care of me. Well, am I not taking care of myself right now? Would somebody else not be a little more deterrent of that or not so worthy of me? Because I feel like certain words is like letting go of your power, your internal power, your self-empowerment. And when you do that, you release a part of yourself. Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, good. So it's about giving, it's about not giving away your power. It's not using other people's words and using the ones that are best resonating with you. You know, as the veils are being lifted, we're coming into a brand new 2011. We've got so much new energy, new waves that we're riding on. We really need to step into ourselves, and that really means stepping up and getting the job done in whatever way we are servants here to the earth or to, I guess, whomever. I mean, whatever it is that we need to do, now is the time to do it. We're coming to the end of a retrograde, and now is really the time to get this done.
And the end of the retrograde can cause all kinds of things. I mean, we may have been a little late getting started, but I was an hour early today.
Oh, I know. That was
funny.
That was funny.
Susan and I think my client that I called an hour earlier because I was an hour early was a little taken aback too, but oh well.
Better early than never.
But, you know, it is so important, the words that we share with each other and the words that we, you know, that we speak, that we speak them in truth, because if we don't speak the truth, then we're not going to hear the truth. And, you know, I think that this 2011 is also about truth. And, you know, the work that I do is all about truth, because we, you know, do find truth in facts. And when you're doing genealogy, of course, it's the facts. And the facts don't lie. And so I think it's very important that when we are in communications with each other and with our loved ones and even with ourselves, that, you know, we do speak the truth.
Absolutely. That's a perfect intro to what I was just thinking about. You know how when people say, whatever. You know that whole expression that just says, okay, whatever, just do whatever. Oh, okay, whatever you want me to do. That whole expression just says, I'll leave it out there. And then when someone else makes your decision for you, it's not always the best one because it doesn't resonate with who you are and what you're here to do. So, again, choosing words. How many times have you said, whatever?
Oh, many times, because, you know, there are times when, you know, it becomes very difficult, and sometimes with different people who, you know, become very analytical at times, and I know that I do that too, is that every situation or everything that we do, we become a little bit analytical about what it is, and then that causes us to have some difficulty in making decisions, and or we're around people that are having problems making decisions, and that's when I know that whenever exercise comes into play for me. Do you get it?
Yeah, no, I get it. And it's almost like, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. I was just thinking that you could, you know, just give it up to the universe and say, okay, whatever. I trust, I believe, and just, you know, knowing that it's going to be delivered in any particular package, not one specific, as you talked about earlier, you know, letting go of that attachment. And the other one is just, I guess, just allowing yourself to be open and say, whatever, but not allowing anyone else to make that decision for you. just allowing it to be open. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. And I kind of read that different because I usually use that whatever expression when I'm frustrated at somebody that's not making a decision.
Well, it's so true. You know, can I just take just for 1 minute, when people are frustrated, you know, the quickest remedy, in all honesty, to get to your truth, to get to your highest self, I find is take a really big, deep belly breath. Breathe it in, breathe it out, take another one, and just close your eyes and ask for the answer to come through to you. That's really getting in touch with your inner truth, your intuition, the highest part of yourself. Just take that breath and go, what is in my best and highest interest? And the answer will just come.
And that's very true. And, you know, most of us, sometimes we get so
wrapped up
that we do forget to take that breath. And it would really be nice if we did that almost every time we, you know, wanted to do something. And you know, it's interesting because sometimes, let's put it this way, every time I do that before I start on a new case, when I sit down in the morning and I just want to say, okay, let's see where we're going to go and what we need to do and what, you know, projects is coming forth for the day, is that when I take that deep breath, it's amazing, and freaks me out sometimes, but it shouldn't freak me out, how quickly, you know, the information and you know, the movement forward takes place very quickly.
Absolutely. It's like, you know, your core of you is like this time clock. And within every minute of the day or every hour or whatever it is that you want to look at it on a time frame, something's waiting to birth itself. And just taking that first step will lead to the next step and the next step and the next step. And you're absolutely right. Just take the breath. Just breathe it in and breathe it out at the same time and just allow for the information to come through. Just clear your mind. Just allow.
You know, I think my dog does that at night. Right before she's ready to go to sleep, she just takes this biggest breath.
Yes.
And I mean, a dog.
Absolutely. And they do that. It's absolutely amusing because they just say, okay, I'm done for the rest of the day. I'm putting my head down and I'm going out. You're absolutely right.
And I mean, and she does it every night. And I've been, you know, I've noticed it more recently. And, you know, one of the things that I've been doing is I've been copying her. I said, okay, this
good
is kind
for
of
you.
Fun. You know,
that's good.
Yeah. So, you know, sleep gets a little better. The dreams are a little bit more fluid and more visual.
Well, the best thing to go to sleep with is three deep belly breaths. Just three big, deep belly breaths, because it usually takes one to get you started, two to get you to relax, and three just to kind of really get you into your relaxed zone, into the, you know, sinking into the mattress. Then the best thing to go from there is think about all the wonderful things. Think of a lot of gratitude. Don't try to go over all your, oh, what do I have to do with that tomorrow? Or what am I doing with this? And so on and so forth. Just let it go. And just let it go with each belly breath. And then as you fall asleep, think of something pleasurable or something pleasant or something that you can be in gratitude with. Because what that does is wherever it is you go during dream time will set the stage for that.
You know, that's interesting too, because I know that if there's something on my mind that I have not resolved, that I do, and I do this a lot, is I do, and that thing about sleeping on it.
Yes.
It, I think, is very important. And I will sleep on a lot of decisions. And usually that first moment when I wake up, I will have the answer.
Excellent.
Without a question. It's without a question. And I always say that if you just plant some seeds and not try to sit there and analyze it, but plant the seeds before you go to bed and just see what happens when you wake up in the morning. And sometimes it'll be pretty shocking what you get, and it'll be nowhere close to what you thought you were thinking. But I have had some of my best ideas come from that first wake up after I've planted the seed.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I'm thinking of a couple of things that just happened over the holidays where it meant going and doing something, and it meant driving a good hour and a half each way. And we kept
in the snow, huh?
Well, yeah, being up in Canada. And it was, you know, we're not quite sure. We're going to let you know in the morning. And it ended up that something ended up happening, and there was something that needed to be covered. And we ended up not going, which in the long run was better because of the weather later that evening on the next day. And it's just one of those things that sometimes you have to say, I'm just going to go to sleep. We're going to find out in the morning, and we're going to leave it up to the universe. And we ended up staying home and having, you know, our own time, and it was all good, and everything worked out. So sometimes you just got to say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to let this be.
You know, somebody said something recently, and you know, during the holidays, it's always, you know, challenging in some respects. And, you know, it's okay if you change your mind, and if it's okay that 30 minutes before you're supposed to go to a party and you don't feel like going, that it's okay not to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just okay.
Well, that's just it. You know, that's just about letting it be, really.
And here we go back to the detachment. I mean, attaching to detachments.
Oh, I know. It's heavy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We could just all unpack our bags and take them to the dump and just be done with it.
Wouldn't that be nice? I like that expression. I think we ought to. I think we ought to take a moment and pack our bags, run them all over to the dump, and then all come back and see how much better we feel.
No, oh, it's literally just really releasing, you know. Oh, and I feel, and I've been doing a lot of that myself, cleaning out closets. You know, you receive new gifts, you want to gift somebody else with the other stuff by donating, and it's just felt really good, just really cleaning house.
And our house is also us, and I mean, we live in a house, and it's called a body, and we have to clean that house as well as all the other, our physical houses.
Absolutely.
You know, and you know, getting back to, you know, what I do for a living, sometimes doing our genealogy, we are actually spending some time cleaning the skeletons out of that closet, too, because when we find the skeletons, we have, you know, we live them, but we don't always know that they exist. And this is why some of the work that we do is really very exciting, because, you know, we run into mysteries and things that and stories that don't fit. And, you know, some of the younger generations are starting to say, you know, why, you know. And I've done a little bit of research, and all of a sudden, you know, the facts aren't matching the story. And it's, you know, very interesting how when you start putting the facts and the pieces together, and you start learning a little bit more about what that story really is, and sometimes it's not the same story that was passed down.
Yeah, we actually, that's funny, because we did talk about that a little while ago. It's actually amusing how things become so distorted. And again, this goes back to the whole integrity and truth thing, because it's not from source. It's not from the core. It's been so distorted. And again, that takes us back to our words in comparison to who we are speaking on behalf of, or what we've already learned that really isn't our own truth anymore.
I had
Are
something.
You okay?
Yeah, I had something I was getting ready to say, and it
wasn't yours to say.
Obviously, they didn't want me to say it.
I was like, oh wow, where did that go?
I don't know where that thought went either. Isn't that bizarre? Oh, well, it'll come when it's supposed to, right?
Maybe it was your mother cutting in again.
Well, she has a habit of doing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In any event, let me give out the number again because I got speechless there for a second. Maybe y'all can help.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Are we having some fun yet? 888-815-9756. I mean, this is a time to lighten up. You know, it really is. We all got to lighten up. We have to have a little fun. We have to have a few laughs. And, you know, that the laughing is really good for the soul. And we sometimes forget to laugh. And especially laughing at ourselves. And boy, have I been laughing at myself today. I've been all off.
Yeah, today's been an interesting day. You know, it's funny, just before you called me to go on air, I got an email from the spaceweather.com. Apparently Saturn's having quite a storm, and Saturn actually can rule a lot of us and our head stuff. So it's quite interesting. There's just a huge storm apparently going on up there.
Well, that must be what's affecting me because you know, I've had Saturn in my sign for 7-8 years. It went out in August, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they say there's a giant storm, and I can see how that could literally affect a lot of people's heads.
So there's an answer. I mean, there are answers for everything.
Oh, there's huge answers. There's lots of answers. You know, the answers I love the most is when you're having a conversation with someone. And you're actually searching for your own answers within, and it hasn't quite got to the surface, but all of a sudden, somebody, speaking of words, somebody says something to you, and it vibrates through you, and it's like, oh my gosh, they just gave me my answer. You ever
so,
had that happen?
When I got speechless, I'm looking for someone in the audience to come give...
Come on, people, call in.
Angela's available to do some readings. You know, I may even help her out if you want to.
What a duel. I love this. It's so much fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. We want y'all to come share in the fun.
Yeah. You can't be all turkeyed out.
No, no, no. Speaking of the holidays, you know, when we spend extra time with our families that we don't, in a lot of cases, don't spend that time during the course of a year, in a lot of cases, is that there are, and I thought I turned that stupid thing off, yeah, there are things that come to the surface and come to light that, you know, affect us, I think, in a slightly different way than what we anticipated. And it could be the words that are said. It could be, you know, the actions or lack of actions. And, you know, at the end of the day, I keep coming back to, you know, the attachments or detachment and not worrying about what the outcome is and enjoy and just be. And you know, I think the other thing is what is it? It's the forgiveness and saying, look, you know, I didn't get the result that I wanted or I didn't get the result that I had anticipated, but it's okay. And I'm not going to be angry at you or it or the situation. Maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
True. And, you know, when you say forgiveness, one of my rules of thumb is to forgive yourself first for harboring it. It's most important. It's so much easier to do that and then forgive the person in which you harbored for. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So it's a two-way street. So you give the power back to the person that took from you, and in return you take back yours that they took from you, and you become neutral and centered, and everybody goes back to the wellness or the well-being.
And, you know, you bring and two, I think that whole concept of outcome has a lot to do with this whole concept of what you just mentioned.
Yes, absolutely. That's all part of where we're all going.
And outcome is power. so that if you really put a lot into what an outcome should be or that you want it to be, you're literally giving away your power.
You didn't think
of it that way. I just didn't think of it that way, but that's really very, very
powerful.
True. Yeah, it is.
It is, because we spend a lot of our energy and we lose that power of thinking, oh, I should have done that yesterday, or, you know, any of the should, woulds, and coulds, and we are living in our past, in our thoughts on a daily basis, and then saying, oh, I need to do this in the future. Where is the present, or where is the now? It is, what, 10% of most people's days, literally, because even while they're working, multitasking, doing the things that they're doing, their thoughts are still in what they didn't get done yesterday, what they needed to get done yesterday, and then they're shooting forward to what they already needed to do. It's like your tomorrow is today and yesterday is already gone. Does that make sense? That was a mouthful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it's hard,
yeah. You know, if you simplify your life, keep it simple.
Yes.
Live in the now. You don't have to worry about all those complicated words you just said.
You don't. And, you know, that's the whole point. You know, living simply is just get into today. Do what's today and not 3 hours from today. Just do in the now. And you'll find that once you become in the now, once you become centered, your brain will function so much more freely and things will come so much easier to you and the light bulb will continue to come on. And you develop your intuition. You're living in your truth. It's so functionable, so much more functionable.
There's somebody out there that's wanting to call and they're not calling for some reason. I can feel it.
Well, you want an answer. You want somebody to tell you what your thought was.
Yeah. Now, there's somebody out there that's got their finger on the phone and they're hemming and hawing and they're not sure they want to call. And Angela's just really sitting here to do a reading for you. So you know who you are. And
exactly.
We know who you are, don't we?
That's really putting the pressure on. Lift up the phone and dial.
There you go. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, she picked up on something that happened to me when we talked an hour before showtime, because I was thinking we were having ready for the show.
Yeah.
And she knew exactly what I was going through. So it was interesting. She picked up on the energy and, you know, we're coming out of this retrograde, which is all about communications. And I think that the heaviness of communication sometimes, which was part of the call that I was on prior to the show, you know, I wasn't feeling that I was communicating what I should be communicating properly. And while it was a bit complicated, and, you know, I was having a little bit of a challenge there.
Yeah. But you overcame it, and you got back to your center, and you put yourself into the present moment. And
I did. And I love this present moment. I love doing the show.
Yes.
I mean, I do. And I love having you. I mean, we just, we have a good time. I hope the audience is having as good a time as we're having.
Yeah. If somebody could call in and say what a good time they are having, that would be awesome.
There you go. I mean, that's all we need.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, it's snowing in most places. I mean, what else is there to do but to work or to be in the now and you know, listen to internet radio. I mean, it's a tough time during the season. And I know everybody's still getting ready for the new year. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about what 2011 is going to ring in for all of us. And, I mean, I know that while we've talked about attachment and detaching from attachments or attaching to detachment, boy, are we ringing some words today. That doesn't mean that you can't dream and that you not can't plan and you can't make plans for things that you would like to do It's the outcome. It's the outcome. So you just do, and you let the outcome be what the outcome is going to be. And sometimes the outcome is not what you want, and the key to it is just to scratch it, chalk it off, move on down the road. So you can dream. You can have a list of things that you want to accomplish in the new year. And I think that it's very important that you know, it's making plans but not planning the outcome.
Which is very true. I was just sitting here thinking about, you know, when you speak of outcomes, people have a tendency to – it's almost like they think the outcome should be immediate. Sometimes it can be. I mean, things can show up practically immediate. You know, when you think of somebody and they call.
Right.
However, sometimes things take a little bit more time to manifest. And one of the little tricks that I do, going back to the closing the eyes, taking the breath, I ask, does this need to be done in the next 5 minutes? 5 hours? 5 days? 5 weeks? Or 5 months, or is this a goal that is 5 years down the road? And when I get a yes, if it's in 5 minutes, then I will do it. If it's 5 hours, then I know if it's the end of my day, that'll be tomorrow. If it's 5 weeks, then I know that that has time to manifest because other people are going to be part of that project, and so on and so forth. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely.
That might help people prioritize their life a little bit better. In referencing that, I was speaking with a client yesterday morning, and they happened to ask me the question, you know, Ange, I thought with the life coaching that you offered, I thought you were going to be doing all the work. And I said, pardon? I said, you know, part of what I do is I show people and give people the tools to go ahead and empower their own life, to set their own standards and get to where they need to be. One of the things that this person was looking to do was open a center down the road. And the question was this: where do I get the money today to open my center in 9 months?
Uh-oh.
I said, pardon? So, you know, again, being mindful of your words, it wasn't so important because you don't know what's going to happen in 8 months from now, specifically. So you never know where things are going to come from. You just need to be open. And again, as you said, Susan, don't be attached to the attachments.
To the outcomes, yes.
To the outcome of, that's right, sorry.
Right. I mean, you know, if she moves forward, this particular client, in pursuing her dream of opening a center, then things will manifest itself in the right time and the right space, and the money will be there.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it's supposed to work. You know, we get into our heads and we, you know, start trying to control how things are going to end and how they control how, you know, the outcomes. And this is when we get ourselves into a whole bunch of disappointment.
Yes. Yes, I agree. The whole point is, you know, there are always steps to get to where you need to be. And, you know, the anticipation of something much grander than that you're looking at on a smaller scale, and just expect the best.
That's right. And whatever it is, it's going to be the right thing for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And again, keep it simple. Don't attach to an outcome. Pursue the goals without any, you know, specific time, place, and outcome, and it will be when it's supposed to be. And this is really, this is my lesson for this year, I'm going to tell you. It just really rang so true to me, and you know, is really becoming my motto. And I really do want to share that. And, you know, I do a lot of research for people. And I think one of the biggest things that I'm getting ready to change is to really move more into what you do, Angela, and that's to empower people to do their own research and to help them. And because, you know, the excitement of genealogy is, you know, finding the find. and learning those facts and being a part of it, not for me to do it for you. Yeah. And I think that the biggest move that I'm going to be making, while I can still do that for those people who want, that, you know, the biggest move that I want to move into this year and my goals and my dreams is to work on the empowerment so that others can do what I do and, you know, really enjoy and benefit from what they learn from doing their own research.
Good for you. That's awesome. Because that really, really offers people to really empower themselves and find their own truth. Because I guess people are a little leery to step up and also have other people look at their truth before they do. And, you know, you and I have similar, where I go out, I get the information, and I bring it back to them. So I'm verbalizing it to them. So it's almost like I have the information before they get to hear it. Just like you go out and you find the materials and you bring them back. And it's almost like, you know, we're the mediums, we're the go-betweens.
Right.
And I think everybody's truth just needs to be heard.
And I think they, you know, and they, everybody needs to be empowered to find their own truth.
Absolutely.
And you do it as a, you know, in a consulting basis and as a guide and a leader. And that's kind of the role I want to take.
Good for you.
You know, and granted, it may take a little bit longer, but, you know, I think we're going to be putting together some exciting tools and venues and things that, you know, will be helpful to others to begin this, you know, this part of their journey. And maybe you can join me in doing some so that people can move forward in the part of the journey that you're involved in.
Okay.
There we go. How do you like that?
Oh, that sounds wild, actually.
Yeah.
Really, really great.
I think it could be pretty fun.
I think so.
But it's all about cleaning house. It's all about moving forward. It's all about the words that we use, both to ourselves and to other people. And it's all about speaking the truth. And that's really what 2011 is all about.
Yes. You know, it's awesome. I can barely wait. I don't know about you, but I'm actually kind of excited about 2011.
I'm really I'm just sitting here, you know, hour by hour trying to speed it up just a little bit.
And here we are telling people in the present. We are in the present. We're just looking forward to the future. We're not there. We're just looking forward to all the great things that are going to be happening.
Yeah. Oh, I'm living in the now. Just let the now speed up.
Yeah, and now would be a good time for someone to call in.
Yep. The number is 888-815-9756. I mean, we've been spending the whole hour talking, and we want to hear somebody else's voice out there.
Absolutely.
Yep. And we can keep doing this, and we've got about 15 more minutes, but...
Wow, is that all?
Hey.
Time has just gone by so quickly.
I mean, it does, and maybe if we have some silence.
Do you want to have a moment of silence? Oh, no, you can't do that on radio.
No, but why don't we take some deep breaths? Why don't you lead us in some deep breaths and, you know, so that we don't try to speed up the time any more than we have already?
Well, you know, one of the things that just came to me, speaking of deep breaths, it's weird because as humans, we have a tendency to actually hold our breath during thought. Do you ever do that?
Yes, and I have a tendency of holding my breath when I sleep, too.
Oh, okay, well, that's called something else.
I know, but, you know.
When we have a tendency to get stressed or something of a decision needs to be made, do you ever find yourself just, it's like sucking in your gut and you find yourself actually holding your breath? Or
yes.
In moments of stress or strain, what do people do? They hold their breath. And it's really, it's weird because, you know, it's lack of oxygen to the heart, to the lungs, to the brain, everything that is majorly functioning in your body. Those are the majors. And just to breathe. So, I mean, if everybody out there that's sitting there listening, that's just about to hit send, if you want to take a breath, a real deep belly breath, and just allow to clear your thoughts, your body, everything within your physical being, just let go and just breathe. Another deep breath in. Just think of it as a beautiful healing breath. Just bringing it in. Letting go of all the heaviness and just breathing another quick breath. And just let it go. Exhale all the tension. Exhaling, letting go of anything that no longer works for you. Whatever that thing or stuff, I call it, may be. Just inhale another deep breath and let it go. New oxygen comes into the brain. New cells are being born. Your heart's in a nice rhythm. The blood's flowing through with new oxygen. And with another deep breath, you just really inhale deep, deep, deep into the belly. And just blow it out hard. Now, how does that feel?
Oh, man, that feels great. I can feel the tension in my back going out, coming out, too.
Yeah, it's just like you become like a whole different person. You just become newborn for the, you know, for the next whatever time frame that you need to do it again. And, you know, people don't be so out of sorts to continue doing this during the day. It's, you know, if you're doing it, someone else needs to be doing it. And if someone sees you doing it and knows the benefits, then you're empowering someone else. And it just keeps going and going and going until people just continue to learn to breathe regularly.
And, you know, I think a lot of us maybe may do this when, you know, we're getting ready to go somewhere and we might be a little bit stressed and, you know, we sit in the car before we go in and we take a few deep breaths. I have to get a B12 shot every 2 weeks, Angela, and I will tell you before they stick that needle in, I have to take a lot of deep breaths.
Really?
It doesn't hurt as much when you do that because the muscles relax.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. Every muscle, stomach muscle, heart muscle, lung muscles, you know, the brain muscles, the neck tension, the whole spine. It's telling the universe that, you know what? I am solid. I know that you support me and I support you. So with every breath, you just allow it to come in and you exit whatever is stuck in there. And just being mindful of allowing that to take place. And you'll just become much more relaxed. Things will flow much easier. And your life will flow so much easier.
You know, we talked about this, I think, when we first started sharing some time on the show together about how we sometimes get hit over the head with whether it's a synchronistic event or some sort of action that happens that makes us take a step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I really meeting my truth? And am I really doing the work and you know, for the purpose to which I am supposed to be doing? And, you know, I'm a perfect case in point in you know, that I had some brilliant ideas several years ago, and then I got sidetracked for a couple of years and realized that all of a sudden I was kind of walking down a different path than what I thought I was wanting to go. And it did take, you know, a hit over the head, some deep breaths, and, you know, things have calmed down, and I'm not as uptight about what I was doing, and I'm not you know, thing I've cut back on my workload a little bit, and interestingly enough, you know, it didn't affect anything else as dramatically as I had thought it would. So, you know, it is very interesting. I mean, we tend to get wrapped up in something where we think this is the direction we're supposed to go, and then we get a little bit sidetracked, and then that sidetrack seems to take on a whole life of its own, and all of a sudden we, you know, are told, and sometimes we heed, sometimes we don't, you know, what the real message is supposed to be. And, you know, it really was during this last 2 to 3 months that, you know, I've had to slow down and really realized, you know, my truths and too, the lessons I think that this year had brought for me and for my personal growth and for really the message that I can share with other people. It's just really been riveting for me. Mm-hmm. Riveting.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because even in the little way of when I express to you, you know, doing it in 5 minutes, 5 hours, whatever the time frame, you know, we do have free will. And even though this creative path of whatever it is that we're choosing seems so much more important than what the universe has for us, and we choose not to listen, the universe will let you go down it. They'll let you go as far as you need to go. And then when you get to the end, and it's almost like, okay, so how did that work for you?
Right. I mean, it's almost like going through the forest, and it is. And you know, there you get to a fork in the road, and you make a choice, and unfortunately that's the longer fork, or the fork that doesn't, that goes back to where you came from.
Well, that's just it. When you said when you get to this forest, I was thinking your entry point is the same as your exit point, because you haven't actually got to the other side yet, because you chose that distraction, which is fine. And we all do it for whatever period of time that we need to do it. Sometimes it works. Sometimes other people need to come into our life to help redirect us, or that part of the project shows up that says, oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, sometimes we're not quite ready to do it. And other times it's because, again, like other people haven't showed up. I find that when things are really in the flow, people show up. People are doing. People are helping. People that you didn't know, people that you knew from your past. It's like all of a sudden when you're really in your flow and you're in that forest, it's like all the trees kind of come together and then everything starts blossoming. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and they start talking to you.
Every
and
they have
their little branches turn, you know, turn to arms and they start pointing you in the right direction.
Totally. And it's like, you know, you've just jumped into your, like, your Garden of Eden is what comes to mind. And everything is flowing and everything is working.
It's fun.
It's an awesome experience.
It is fun. I mean, this is definitely more fun than being the victim.
Oh. Wow, it's like you just took my...
I shouldn't have said that word, but, you know... there isn't a person out there who hasn't had that victim spirit at some point in their life. And, you know, when we have some of the situations that are going on in our world with the economy the way it is, that, you know, we tend to take on some of these, you know, traits, and we've got to, you know, break through those. I mean, we are not victims. We are powerful people that have the capability of making changes and changing our direction. And, you know, we don't have to fall victim to what's going on in the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are normally a very positive person and your life is rolling and things are happening and all of a sudden you have one of these thought patterns that come into you, you can just change that thought pattern. It may not necessarily be yours. It may be a part of your past that you just need to take a moment and say, I just choose not to do that anymore, or I choose not to go there, or I choose to do something better. It's the I am presence that makes you step up with that self-empowering and in allowing you to move forward. Just make your choice. Just go forward and don't buy into the victim or the lack or the... I find people will say, well, you know, I just don't have the money to go do that. Well, what does that say? That is setting up that you don't. That's saying, oh, I'm in lack or I'm in victim mode. Choose your words carefully. Choose them in a positive forward motion that you are stepping into that personal empowerment of the I am and you're in it now and it's all being magnetically attracted to you because you're already there. Does that make sense for you?
It makes sense for me, and it's really about choice. I mean, during the holiday season, there were a number of parties, and I made some choices that I felt were more important to me. For example, I had an opportunity to go to a dinner, a dance, that would cost about $50 per person. And, you know, I thought about it for a while, and I made a choice to go to another party that cost nothing, that I could make a $50 donation for a family that was in need. And guess how much better I felt?
Wow. Awesome.
You know, that was a major thing for me. But I really did. I thought to it. I said, why do I want to spend $50 to go to another chicken dinner, which it probably was not, to hear a band that I know that I could see around town. When there are people during the season that are really struggling and really hurting and, you know, and that was a choice that I made this year. And I felt so good about it that I'm probably going to make a lot more of those kinds of choices.
Yeah. Well, it's such a, you know, you're contributing, to them, and in return, they're going to end up doing it for someone else, but you're also, contributing to your own internal empowerment to know that you are so much more capable of, and all of us are, of just going beyond just being ourselves, because there's so much more in us that are wanting to go out there and do, and it doesn't always include money. So people really need to think about what it is that they want to move forward with, put themselves into the now as if they're already doing it, taking the breaths, breathing it in, visioning them being there in the now, and just allowing it to happen.
And letting go on those out-breaths. I mean, just let it go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, let those negative things just come right out as breathe in the positive, blow out the negative. Detach, detach, detach.
So much better for a whole of well-being on numerous levels.
Yep. So, what can we make of the fact that nobody called and wanted to talk to us today?
I would say that
are we victims?
I would say everybody's busy breathing and just appreciating the time and listening and taking it in. Perhaps people, this is the time where people are starting to, you know, be in more retrospective where they are, and perhaps they just don't have their questions available at the moment, and they just want to review.
Well, and this is really the time to do that. This
but, you
is
know,
really,
they can always call and we can always go from there at some point.
Right. And you're going to be back again soon. So we're going to give them more and more opportunities over the coming year, to call in and learn a little bit. So we're just kind of giving out, some information, and I think based on what it is we've been learning over the past few years, we've worked together with, 2 years ago, I think it was, when we first met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And learning about our little goblins.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, everybody has them, and, you know, again, you can either play victim or you can play angel, and that's about moving forward. So, you know, get rid of the old, and, you know, I'm available through my website as well. So if anybody out there needs any additional help, I'm available.
Why don't you give out your website?
Oh, yes, I guess that would be helpful.
That would be helpful.
www.angelahornstudio.com.
So, and that's a horn with an E.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Well, we have come to, I guess, the close of our shows for 2010. And it has been a challenging year. We've spent most of this year fighting hardware issues. We have resolved those and back in full force and full speed, and we will be back, I think, in even fuller force and in the now speed. Into the new year. We want to wish everybody all the best for 2011. Take some deep breaths. Get ready. Here it comes. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Where Genealogy and Spirit Connect with Susan E. King. Each week we will focus on the spiritual journey of connecting ourselves with our ancestors. Join us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on BBS Radio. For upcoming show information, you can visit Susan's website at www.susaneking.com.